Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this quick demonstration of using the Samsung Chromebook with speech, and of course the speech being the ChromeVox screen reader, which you can also get to use on Google Chrome via an extension in Mac or Windows. So for this demonstration, I'm going to give you a physical description of the Samsung Chromebook itself. I will turn the unit on. We'll explore the desktop and the system tray area, or the status area. And then we'll jump into a web page and do some screen navigation or web navigation with ChromeVox. We'll look at some ChromeVox options, such as altering the speech rate and how to get into ChromeVox Help. Then we'll look at Scratchpad, which is a basic note-taking application for Chrome OS. And then we'll take a quick look at reading an email in Gmail. So I've currently got the Chromebook at the moment all closed up, and it's basically like a little laptop computer. At the back rear edge on the left-hand side, sort of towards in the middle, you have the port to plug in your power adapter. Then next to that, you basically have three ports. You've got a HDMI port, followed by two USB ports. And then coming further over to the right-hand side, not quite, you have a little plastic window, and I'm assuming that's to allow Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity. And then on the left-hand side of the Chromebook, back towards the left-hand side, is a 3.5mm headphone jack to plug in headphones, of course. And then below that is a little door that you can stick in a SD card into. If you come to the top surface of the Chromebook as it's closed, there's a very hefty hinge at the back of the Chromebook that the screen attaches to, and it's actually very solid. So when you open this up, it doesn't feel flimsy at all. It actually feels quite solid in your hand. So what I'm basically going to do is I'm now going to open it up. So I'm basically pulling the screen up and towards the back. And you hear the whoosh. You hear it say Woody in a minute.
Connected to Woody.
Okay, so you heard it say connected to Woody. That's my Wi-Fi network at home. And that sounds actually quite good because you know it's actually operating. Before we get on to exploring the desktop screen, I'll just give you a quick explanation of the actual keyboard itself. So the laptop style keyboard is basically the same in most respects to a standard Windows laptop keyboard, except you don't have a Windows key. So to the left and right of the spacebar, you have a Control and Alt key only. There's no third key, which would be the Windows key, and there's no function key. So two keys to the left and right of your spacebar. And then where the caps lock key normally is, that's actually your search key. And when you're running the screen reader, ChromeVox, that becomes part of your ChromeVox key sequence. So normally the ChromeVox key sequence that we'll get onto in a minute is that key, the search key, plus the shift key. But there are other ways of also using the search key that I'll get onto in a minute when we go into a web page. And then on the top right-hand side of that laptop-style keyboard, where your function keys are, the key over on the right-hand side is your on or off key. And of course, in front of the laptop keyboard, you have the traditional trackpad. And then if I come to the front and then come underneath the Chromebook on either side, there is a grill on either side, and that's your speakers. And then of course, if we come back to the screen, at the top of the screen, you have the webcam camera. And keep in mind that when you're using the Chromebook, i.e. Chrome OS, you're primarily using services on the internet. There are some applications that will run in local mode, but as of this recording, I haven't tried many of them besides the Scratchpad Notepad, which will work offline. When I first set up the Chromebook, all I really had to do was turn the speech on with Control, Alt, and Z, and then go through some setup parameters, including keyboard selection, my Wi-Fi network at home, plus its password, and then of course logging into my Gmail account, with my Gmail email address and password. And then after that point, I was up and running with the Chromebook with speech. And literally that whole process probably took me less than about 10 minutes. Currently I have the Chromebook on. Now I had this in standby mode when I opened it up, so that's why it came up and made that noise and said Woody Network, and I basically landed at my desktop screen. If I turned it off and then on again, what it would come up with would be to ask me for my password for my Gmail address, and then I would just type in my password, hit enter, and I would be at the same spot that I am now. So let me press the right arrow key.
Gmail button.
So that's Gmail. Now if I press left arrow.
Google Chrome button.
That's Google Chrome, i.e. the web browser, and that's the first icon on the desktop. And basically, if I press right arrow or left arrow, it's going to cycle around all the icons on the desktop. So I'm going to press right arrow again.
Gmail button.
There's Gmail.
Google search button.
Google search.
Google Drive button.
Google Drive.
YouTube button.
YouTube.
Apps button.
Apps, which I'll go to in a minute.
Google Chrome button.
And back to Google Chrome again. All right. So let's go to apps, for example. So I'm going to press the right arrow again.
Gmail button. Google search button. Google Drive button. YouTube button. Apps button.
Okay, there's apps. I'm going to press the enter key.
Text box.
Okay, you heard it said text box, which is a search. I'm going to press right arrow.
Chrome Web Store button.
Okay, that's the Chrome Web Store where you purchase and download apps from, which is also accessible by the screen reader. Right arrow.
Chrome button.
There's Chrome again.
YouTube button.
YouTube.
Gmail button.
Gmail.
Google search
Google
button.
Search, going through the same options I had on the previous screen.
Google Calendar button.
Now we've got Google Calendar.
Scratchpad button.
That's the text editor that I'll show you a bit later on.
Google Maps button.
Google Maps.
Google Drive button.
Google Drive.
Google Docs button.
Google Docs.
Google Sheets button.
Google Sheets.
Google Slides button.
Google Slides.
Google Plus button.
Google Plus.
Video Call Launcher for Hangouts button.
Video Call Launcher for Hangouts.
Files button.
Files.
Get Started button.
Get Started.
Google Play Music button.
Google Play Music.
Google Play Books button.
Google Play Books.
Google Play Movies button.
Google Play Movies.
Games button.
Games.
Calculator button.
Calculator.
Camera button.
Camera. And
Chrome Remote Desktop
Chrome
button.
Remote Desktop. Now I've also downloaded and installed a few apps as well. So if I press my right arrow key.
The Weather Channel for Chrome button.
There's the Weather Channel for Chrome.
TWIT Live button.
That's TWIT or TWIT Live, which is the TWIT network.
Dropbox button.
There's Dropbox. And
the Social Radio for Twitter button.
The Social Radio for Twitter, which is the same for iOS, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch and iPad. Of course, the talking timeline for your Twitter feed. Okay, so that's basically the desktop. If I wanted to get back to the main screen, if you like, out of this app screen, I'm just going to press Control F1.
Google Chrome button.
Okay, and I'm back to the main desktop screen. And the F1 key, of course, on the top row of the function keys, I've got Escape, and then F1, F2, F3, etc. So if I press right arrow.
Gmail.
It's Gmail
button.
Again.
Google search
Google
button.
Search, so I know that I'm back at the main screen. So if I keep pressing right arrow.
Google Drive, YouTube, apps, button.
There's the apps selection that I went into previously for the extra apps about Google Docs, Google Calendar, etc. Just let me press left arrow to get back to Google Chrome.
YouTube, Google Drive, Google search, Gmail, Google Chrome button.
Okay, so back on Google Chrome. Not that it makes much difference, but it's good to be in a known spot. Now I'm going to access the status menu. So I'm going to press Control F1 again.
Status tray button.
Okay, I'm on status tray now. If I press Control F1 again.
Google Chrome button.
Okay, Google Chrome, which is the first icon on the desktop. So I'm going to press Control F1 again.
Status tray button.
There's the status tray, and I'm going to press the space bar to activate it. And I'm going to press Tab.
Sign out button.
That's the sign out button, of course, to sign out of my current Gmail account. Tab again.
US keyboard button.
That's the US keyboard. And I could change that over to the UK keyboard if I wished. Tab again.
Accessibility button.
There's accessibility button. And of course the items that the Chromebook currently supports at the time of this recording is of course the speech, high contrast, and screen magnification. So press tab again.
Connected to Woody, button.
Connected to Woody, tells me what network I'm currently connected to. Tab again.
Bluetooth enabled, button.
I've got Bluetooth enabled. Tab again.
48% volume slider.
That's the slider for volume. And if I wanted to adjust that, I'm going to just press my right arrow key.
58% volume okay. slider.
So very loud. Press left arrow.
48% volume slider.
48%. And as you can tell, it actually plays a sound as you're moving up and down the volume to let you know how loud it is. Okay, tab again.
Settings. Battery is 60% full. Time left until battery is empty. 5 hours and 34 minutes. Button.
Okay, so that's both the settings button and also your battery level. So it just told me how much battery time I've got left. And when I've charged this in the past from being completely flat, it's taken about 2 hours to fully charge the Chromebook. And one thing that doesn't happen is when it's getting very low, there doesn't seem to be any dialog box that pops up as far as the screen reader is concerned to let you know that you're getting very close to having the machine closed down because there's no battery power left. Okay, let's press tab again.
Wednesday, the 22nd of May 2013, 11:54 a.m. Button.
Okay, that's the date time, that's the clock. And it just told me the date and time. Tab again.
Help button.
There's the help button. Tab again.
Shutdown button.
There's the shutdown button, which would of course also turn off the Chromebook. Tab again.
Lock button.
That's to lock the screen. Tab again.
Sign out button.
And we're back to the sign out button. So I'm going to press Control F1 again.
Google Chrome button.
And as you can tell, we're back to the main desktop screen. Now I'm just going to open up a new window for a browsing session. So I'm going to do Control N for new.
Window, new tab, tab, new tab.
Okay, so I've opened up a new screen that I can now just straight away type in a web address. Now if I don't want to do that and I press tab.
Microsoft Exchange hyphen Outlook web access link.
Okay, these are my bookmarks that I've currently got here to access websites that I've previously done on this Chromebook. And to cycle through them, I could press right arrow or left arrow to go through each one of them. And then, of course, press enter on any one of those to then bring up that web page. If I press tab.
Other devices button.
I can search for what I've accessed on other devices. I press tab again.
Recently closed button.
This is recently closed web pages. Press tab again.
Web store link.
That's the web store. I press tab again.
Text box.
And I'm back to the text box that I landed on initially when I came into this new page. And if I press tab again.
Use left and right arrow keys to navigate. Menu. Microsoft Exchange hyphen Outlook web access link.
Okay, there's the items that I previously had saved in my bookmarks to go straight back to those websites again. So I'm going to do shift tab.
Text box.
Okay, there's a text area. Let me type in a web address. I'm going to type in visionaustralia.org. So www.visionaustralia.org.
Book. www.visionaustralia.org. Vision Australia. Main navigation listings with 7 items. Fundraising. Link list item.
Okay, so as you can tell, you get a nice sound when the page is loaded to let you know what's happening. And then, of course, you've got lots of navigation options with the Chromebox screen reader. And the first one that I always like to do is search and shift and modify your speech rate with the left or right brackets. So if I do search, shift, and left bracket.
Rate 98%.
Okay, so slowing
it down. Rate 96%. Rate 94%. Rate 92%. Rate 90%. Rate 88. Rate 85. Rate 83. Rate 81. Rate 79. Rate 70. Rate 70. Rate 73%. Rate 71%. Rate 60. Rate 67. Rate 60. Rate 63. Rate 60%.
Okay, and of course, if I pressed search, shift, and right bracket.
Rate 63. Rate 65. Rate 67. Rate 69. Rate 71%.
You can tell it's increasing it. And if I wanted to change the pitch, search, shift, and quote.
Pitch 6%. Pitch 11. Pitch 17. Pitch 20. Pitch 20. Pitch 33%. Pitch 30. Pitch 44%.
Okay, so I'm putting it back to zero. So search, shift, and semicolon.
Pitch 17. pitch 11, pitch 6, pitch 0%.
Okay, so I'm back to 0% pitch. And of course, if you wanted to change the volume at this point, and of course, if you wanted the volume to go up, it's function key 10. Okay, and then volume to go down, it's function key 9. And if I pressed function key 8, I've just muted the actual sound of the Chromebook, and I press F8 again, and I've got sound back. So if I press F10 or F9, okay, now I've got sound back again. Okay, now I won't go through all the screen reading functions that you can do on a web page with Chromebox, but if you wanted to navigate, for example, by heading, it's actually search, shift, and then N for next or P for previous, and then the element you want to navigate by, in this case, H for header. So I'm going to do that now. Search, shift, and N, and then I press H.
Vision Australia, heading 1.
Okay, and again.
Section, blind or low vision, heading 2, header.
And then if I wanted to start reading item by item, search, shift, and right arrow.
Listings with 5 items, list item, library. Do you have a print disability? I want help living independently. Link list item. Get involved and join a group. Link list item.
Of course, search, shift, and left arrow.
I want help living independently. Do you have a print disability? Library. Link. Blind or low vision. Heading 2, header.
Okay. And if you want to remind yourself what the commands are, the help mode for ChromeVox is actually search, shift, and period.
Keyboard help. Use up and down arrow keys to browse or type to search.
Okay, use up and down arrow keys to browse or type in search. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Jump to previous folk usable item hyphen shift plus tab. Jump to next folk usable item hyphen tab.
Okay, so that's something we can press tab or shift tab to go through web pages.
Stop speech hyphen control.
Stop speech control.
Prefix key hyphen control plus semicolon.
Prefix key control plus semicolon, or a bypass key. And if I just press escape.
Exited. Keyboard help.
I've exited keyboard help. And then if you want to access the built-in tutorial that teaches you how to use ChromeVox, you can do search, shift, and O, and then T for tutorial.
ChromeVox.www. ChromeVox Interactive Tutorial. ChromeVox enables you to use your keyboard to explore the web with the help of synthesized speech. You can stop ChromeVox from talking at any time by pressing the control key. Let's start off with the basic keyboard shortcuts required to read this guide. When pressed at the same time, the shift and search keys are known as the ChromeVox keys. If you already know where these keys are located, you can press ChromeVox plus down arrow now to move to the next paragraph. If you would like more information on the location of these keys, press the space bar.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to close this window. And the way I close the window is Control and W.
Vision Australia, tab.
Okay, and it does tell me I'm back to the Vision Australia tab, i.e. the web page that we were previously on before we went into the tutorial. And just one final thing before we move on to the scratch pad. You can actually lock those keys in. So rather than having to press search and shift all the time, if I just press the search key twice.
Sticky mode enabled.
I've enabled sticky mode. Okay, so rather than me having to do, for example, search, shift, and left bracket to decrease the speech, I can now just press left bracket by itself.
Rate 69%.
Or right bracket to go up.
Rate 71%.
Without having to hold the search and shift keys in. And of course, to deactivate it, it's just the search key twice again.
Sticky mode disabled.
And I've just turned it off. So I'm going to leave that open for the moment. I'm going to cycle back around to the main desktop screen. So that's Control F1.
www.visionaustralia.org. Text box. Google Chrome. Button.
Okay, there's Google Chrome. Let's go to apps. I'm going to do right arrow.
Gmail. Google Drive. YouTube. Vision Apps. Button.
Okay, and it was nice. You heard it if I go left arrow.
Vision Australia. Button.
Okay, that's the web page that I was just sitting on, which is quite handy. So right arrow.
Apps. Button.
Enter.
Text box.
Okay, right arrow again to get over to Scratchpad.
Chrome. YouTube. Gmail. Google Search. Google Calendar. Scratchpad. Button.
And the Scratchpad. Enter.
www.visionaustralia.org. Deleted. section, edit text.
Okay, so I'm in the edit text section and you heard the confirming sound when the app was loaded. So for example, it suddenly rings me up and says, can you just take down this number? So I think, yep, I can do that. So I open up Scratchpad and I can type in Vision.
Vision.
Australia.
Australia.
1300
847
and enter
blank,
and then put a note to myself saying please
ring
to
confirm
appointment
tomorrow blank.
You're lying. I'm going to put in David, so I know it's from me.
Blank.
Okay, and if I press up arrow,
David blank, please ring to confirm appointment tomorrow. Vision Australia 1300 847 466.
Okay, and of course, if I press control right arrow.
Vision Australia.
Okay.
1300.
Okay, and then I can navigate just by pressing the right arrow to get character by character.
Space 8 4 7.
Okay, left arrow.
7 4 8 space 0 0
3 1. Okay, etc. All your normal copy, cut, and paste commands still work with Control C, Control X, and Control V. When you highlight something with Shift down arrow or Shift Control left and right arrow, etc., it actually tells you via the screen reader what's being highlighted. So that's actually very handy. And then, of course, when you've finished your note, you can just do Control W.
Vision Australia tab.
And if I want to, if I just press Control Tab now,
Vision Australia tab.
I've just jumped to the other window that's containing my website for Vision Australia. So if I just press tab now.
www.visionaustralia.org. Exited main sections. Home Vision Australia. Listings with three items. Locations. Link list.
Okay. And of course, if I want to close this web page down, I can do Control W.
Untitled message hyphens.
And if I want to close that window, I can do Control W for my untitled scratch pad.
Google Chrome. Button.
Okay, and I'm back to my desktop screen with those other windows closed for the moment. Okay, now let me just quickly show you what it's like to read or listen to an email. So I'm going to press right arrow.
Gmail button.
There's Gmail. I'm going to press enter.
Window https://mail.google.com/mail/ca/tab.
Can I just press the control key to keep it quiet? There's the loading sound.
Inbox hyphen. davidwoodburr@gmail.com/gmail.
Okay, so I press the down arrow key.
Amazon Kindle support. Your personal documents are now archived in your Kindle library. Dear Kindle customer, we noticed you recently used the Kindle personal document service. The service, May 11th.
Okay, so let's read a bit of the message to me. And to read it, I'll just press enter.
Your personal documents are now archived in your Kindle library. Heading 1 main.
And of course, to read the rest of the message now, I press search and shift and press right arrow.
Kindle library. Important mainly because of the words in the message. Image. Inbox. Search. Amazon Kindle. Star. Checkbox not. To me. Dear Kindle, we noticed you recently used the Kindle personal document service. The service now automatically archives personal documents in your Kindle library. Until you choose to delete them, you can always use manage your Kindle link to.
Okay, and I'll just stop reading. And then when I'm finished, I just press Alt and left arrow.
Maintain Amazon Kindle support. Your personal documents are now.
And I'm back to the main message list. So I'm going to close this window again with Control W.
Google Chrome button.
And I'm back to the main desktop. And if I wanted to just put my Chromebook on standby, I could close the lid. Or if I want to close it down, of course, I can press Control F1.
Status tray button.
Press spacebar to activate the status tray. Press tab.
Sign out button. US keyboard. Accessibility. Connected to Woody. Bluetooth enabled. 44%. Settings. Battery is Wednesday. The 22nd. Help button. Shutdown. Button.
Okay, shut down and press enter. Okay, and if I press my keyboard, it's all turned off. Okay, so that completes a fairly quick overview of using some of the features of Chrome OS on the Samsung Chromebook. Of course, using the built-in speech Chromevox, which you can enable with Control, Alt, and Z. And what you may have noticed, when you're on the Chrome OS desktop itself, it's very basic screen reading functions, i.e. you can't get access to the full ChromeVox functionality. When you're in a web browsing session, though, you have full access to ChromeVox via the search and shift key functionality, etc. So I hope this demonstration has been of some use to you. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.